ADthegreat.com.
Since there is no cure for AIDS, I figured I would start by telling you the cure for ignorance. Knowledge. Ignorance is not necessarily a bad thing, so don't think that I'm calling you dumb or stupid. I'm just assuming you don't know, or you're ignoring the truth. If you don't know, then you have a lot of catching up to do, because girls, you have guys stepping up to you saying roses are red and violets are blue, I think you're special and I love you. Or more like roses are red and violets are blue, I really don't think that much about you. I just want to say a lot of things you think I really mean, make you think I'm genuine so I can get up in those jeans. Seems like a trend, but wait, it ain't only men. Because ladies, I know that some of y'all have intentions and scams, trying to get you a man, thinking you slick so you plan and fix you a scam, but there's no need to go into it. But what's true is we all need to slow down, because we may just go down. We may just go down as the generation of folks who don't care. We may just go down as a generation of folks that get as near to extinction as we have seen. We may just go down because we can't wait. Can't wait till marriage, can't wait till we're sure. We can't even wait long enough to go to the store to get protection. And the lesson in that is this. Since there's no cure for AIDS, I figured I would give you the cure for ignorance. Knowledge. And I'm not calling anybody dumb or stupid by saying we're ignorant. I'm just saying we need to get rid of it, because it's not just the kids in Africa that's getting it. It's right here, right now. And if we don't fight now, we will lose. And maybe instead of Black History Month, we will be celebrating AIDS in the month of February, because it's very scary, but AIDS is making Black people history. And it's no mystery, because everybody knows it. And though I'm just a poet and part-time teacher, I'm speaking not sure if these words will reach you. Because the truth is, a lot of you don't care. As long as you're here and they're there, it doesn't matter. But it actually does. If you think you're above, beyond, or out of reach of this disease, you're insane, because nobody is immune. And what's worse is the immunity in this community is even less, because the truancy of thought. But think about what will happen when your immune system breaks down. Actually, don't think about it if you don't care. Just don't dare ask for help when it's too late. And these words are not being delivered through hate. Actually, this is the closest thing to a love poem that I've ever written. This is a love poem because I love people, but apparently people don't love themselves enough to get the cure. And since there is no cure for AIDS and not enough people are seeking the cure for ignorance, I figured that maybe I could share just a little bit with you. And hope it sticks with you so you can seek more of that cure that cures ignorance. And with that knowledge, you discover that even though she might look good or he may be fine, you'd rather be safe than waste your time. Instead of living for the day, you'd rather live than die from AIDS. And the stages in between ignorance and knowledge will involve tests. But the tests you really need to worry about don't involve the club or a fake ID, standing up to your friends saying they not me, because they claim they're your friends, but they may not be. The real test that you need is for HIV. You see, there's no need to not know. And if he says he loves you but will not go, that's a problem. He's probably one of the many who don't want to get tested because they're afraid of what they might find out, afraid of what they don't know. They don't know and want to stay ignorant, but know that they could have it and be giving it to you. Now, do you call that love? I don't think so. That said, and since there's no cure for AIDS, I figured that I would at least try to help you out with the cure for ignorance.